Hey everyone, in this podcast we will have a look at the poem Revelation, written by Liz Lockhead. Before you continue with the podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Subject matter. Revelation is an interesting title for this poem. The experience described and recalled in the poem certainly was something of a revelation to the speaker. The child's encounter with the black bull is something she will never forget. The frightening roar, the hot smell of his immense body, the clanking chains that secure him in the outhouse. This experience gives the child a new understanding of the negative forces in life, which stays with her into adulthood. Theme. The speaker's encounter with the black bull has instilled in her a keen and perhaps even chilling awareness of the presence of evil in the world. The sheer size and power of the bull makes it very clear to the child that forces exist which threaten us and our world. In the poem, the child's innocence is undermined through the experience of being in the presence of the black bull, a powerful and fierce animal that could potentially wreak havoc on her life and on the farm if it were not contained and chained down. As the girl steps away from the outhouse and races along the country lanes, that force of evil is evident in the cruelty of the big boys, who seem to take pleasure in killing small creatures. The existence of such destructive, violence, and dark impulses threatens the positive forces in life, leaving the girl fearful that the eggs she carries may be cracked and the milk spilt. In this way, the girl not only peers across the threshold of the barn, but also crosses the threshold between innocence and experience, as the presence of evil in the world becomes terrifyingly clear to her. Quote 3. The poem includes several very vivid and clear images that represent evil on the one hand and goodness on the other. Can you find some quotations that suggest each? Select any three in the poem and write them into your worksheet. Imagery. Lockhead has included several contrasting images of darkness and of light in the poem. For darkness, look at how the bull's immense body merges with the darkness as the girl peers into the outhouse. The picture we get of the bull is quite fierce. His hot reek, or the stench of his body, the terrifying roar, his wedged head tossing and turning, and his nostril, in the simile, that gaped like wounds. These images help us to see why the bull is cast as the antidote, or opposite force, of goodness in the world. No wonder he is thought of as a monster. Note also how the poet appeals to several different senses in creating this graphic word picture of the bull. The impact of these descriptions is to give us, the readers, a better sense of the girl's shocking encounter with the bull, to the point where we begin to understand why the experience led to a moment of revelation for the girl. In other words, the power of the bull is so well described that we understand why the bull must be chained, this monster's potential for anarchy kept in check and restrained. By contrast, other images in the poem are associated with goodness, with nurturing, with life itself. In line 2, we learn that the girl has come to the farm to get milk and eggs. In stanza 2, the speaker is suddenly aware that the black bull is a force of menace, of violence, of evil. It is these forces in life that threaten to crack the precious eggs and sour the placidity of milk. In stanza 3, as the girl races down the lane, she once again is preoccupied with protecting the vulnerable eggs she carries and the placid milk in the jug. These opening images, therefore, are central in the poem and reveal the tension and conflict between two of life's great forces, good and evil. The next heading is language. Lockhead uses very descriptive language in the poem. There are many examples of sensory descriptions appealing to our sight, visual images, my small and shaking hands on the jug's rim, our sense of hearing, aural images, the festive tinkling in the henyard, the clanking of the bull's chains that restrain him, our sense of smell, olfactory images, the hot reek of him, our sense of touch, tactile images, someone held my hand, the chain's jerk, the pigtail's thumping, and the boys who pulled the wings from butterflies as the girl ran past thorned hedges. Using language that appeals to so many of our senses helps us to imagine a very clear picture of the scene at the farm where the girl experienced a moment of revelation. The language is also conversational and quite simple. This seems appropriate since the poem presents the experiences of a young girl. Occasionally, we get the impression that Lockhead, as an older woman, is looking back on her younger self and commenting on what she felt. I had always half known he existed, this antidote, an antichrist. Nonetheless, Lockhead believes that even when writing about complex topics such as power and evil, it can be done in simple language so the ideas are accessible to all readers. Form. The poem is composed of 3 stanzas, 14 lines, 9 lines and 8 lines. There is no regular rhyming pattern. The line lengths vary, some being quite short, such as line 8, at first only black, which may suggest the girl's hesitant and cautious approach as she peers into the outhouse for the first time. Line 24, a longer line, I ran, my pigtails thumping alien on my back in fear, suggesting the frantic movement of the girl as she races from the bull down the farm lane. Enjambment is also used in the poem. Look again at stanza 3 and notice how one line runs on quickly into the next line. Could this technique be one way to suggest the girl's sense of panic or alarm before she bolts from the farm and races down the lane? The next heading is sound. Sound plays an important part in the poem, even though there is no pattern of end rhyme. The sensory image of the bull's chains clanking as he strains against them in the outhouse is a good example of onomatopoeia. There is an interesting example of alliteration in the phrase, he roared his rage, and again in the bull's big bulk. Assonance in the line, this antidote and antichrist, his anarchy, highlights the conflict between good and evil. An excellent example of sibilance appears in the closing lines to suggest the girl's grip slowly slipping on the jug she carries. Only my small and shaking hand on the jug's rim, in case the milk should spill. Here, the repeated S sounds suggest that it is only a matter of time before the milk does in fact spill from the jug. Tone and mood. Tone reflects the speaker's attitude to the poem's subject. The girl's curiosity about the bull is quickly replaced by fear. She is uncomfortable in the presence of his dark, immense form. Back in the yard, she becomes anxious over the eggs and milk and feels threatened by the power of the bull, the presence of evil. Racing from the farm, she has a new awareness of the cruelty of the big boys and seems terrified that her eggs will be broken and her milk spilt. When considering the mood of the poem, think about how you, as a reader, felt having read the poem. Do you feel sad over the girl's revelation, or perhaps you feel it is just part of growing up and the girl has no choice but to move into the big bad world? Do you feel any sense of regret that the girl's innocence is removed following her revelation? Do you feel surprised that the power and cruelty in the poem seems to be in male hands? The boys who kill defenseless creatures, the the power of the black bull. Personal response. Did this poem create any sense of revelation within you as you read it and discussed it with your classmates? What did you think of the way Lockhead described her experience? Do you think the poem is unfair in linking power and evil with the masculine in life, while images of milk and eggs are associated with the feminine in life? Do you think that the monsters in the poem are all masculine figures?